Welcome, everyone, to another Supernatural Scotland, the podcast. I'm your host, Mark Smith. Welcome if you are a new listener, and thank you to those who have listened to all the episodes. Your support is truly appreciated. I have created a Just Giving page and an Albie account to raise some funds for improvements. An Albie account allows you to donate via Bitcoin, which might sound extravagant, but you can donate as little or as much as you wish. This will help me to continue to provide the podcast, but also to create more videos on YouTube. The funds will be put back into Supernatural Scotland to improve software and equipment, but also to continue extending the brand. I would love to have a space where other people could share stories of their own and videos or podcasts. I really want to make this a place for everyone who loves a scary story to share their own stories. Please do not feel you have to donate, as I appreciate you listening to the podcast. But if you are a rich trust fund baby, I would appreciate your help. If you are looking to advertise anything based in Scotland, please also get in touch. Now, back to our podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I have found another spooky pub, and this one is another one from Edinburgh. Edinburgh is very old and has seen many tortured souls and murders. It is a perfect city to have so many hauntings. This is the White Hart Inn, and some claim it's the most haunted pub in Edinburgh. But I'm sure others may disagree. Let's dive right in, shall we? The White Hart Inn is very old and dates back to the 1500s. Yes, it is very old, but the cellar is the only part that exists from that time. The building on top is from the 1700s. What ghosts hide inside and what secrets does the White Hart Inn hold? Customers have reported having hair pulled, bottles thrown at them, and cables being pulled from speakers. In the 1600s, it was close to Edinburgh's execution site. Over 100 Covenators were murdered here. It has over the years had some famous patrons as well. Robert Burns spent a week here in November 1791. Visiting his lover, Nancy, for the last time before his death on the 21st of July, 1796. The famous grave robbers Burke and Hare also spent time here, talking a few customers into leaving with them. They murdered the poor trusting souls and sold their corpses to Dr. Knox at Edinburgh Medical School. Ironically, Burke's skeleton was kept and preserved after his execution at the University of Edinburgh's Anatomical Museum, and you can still visit it to this day. I would also recommend Edinburgh's Surgeon's Hall Museum for some gory viewing. Now, on to the supernatural activity of the White Hart Inn. Over the years, there have been many incidents. The staff have a tough time at this inn. A shadowy figure has been seen behind the bar and climbs down into the cellar. Staff have followed after the figure to find no one is down there. The cellar was empty. Staff have also seen a pair of legs which then grows into a full figure in the middle of the cellar before disappearing. Doors have been reported to slam loudly while no one is near them. Staff have also reported beer taps stopping for no reason. When they head down to investigate, the taps have been switched off. When they put them back on and head back upstairs, they found they still did not work, and after further investigation, the taps were off again. Loud banging has been heard from the cellar, only to discover upon inspection, you guessed it, the cellar is empty again, and it is silent. It has also been reported that plates fly off shelves along with jars and various other items. Loud footsteps have been heard from upstairs when no one was up there. A cleaner even threatened to leave if they had one more experience. Tourists have run out of the bathroom when they felt a hand on their shoulder or their hair being pulled. Tourists have also reported cold spots for no reason, and this is when they have experienced flying items, someone touching them or pulling their hair. Scottish Ghost Adventures spent the night here in 2014 and even managed to record a voice saying, "Help me." Sounds like an interesting place for a pint. Now for the House of Dunn in Montrose. This beautiful Georgian house has a long and dark history and some interesting hauntings. The large property, built in the 1700s, is surrounded by a large estate and has been owned by the Erskine family since the 1300s. A castle stood on these grounds, but little of it survives. It is recorded there was a poisoning case in the 1600s, which was claimed to be witchcraft. The young John Erskine and his brother Alexander were poisoned by none other than their uncle Robert Erskine and his three aunts. This was due to a dispute over property. How sad that someone would do this to a child and family member. The younger boy died in what can only be imagined as pure agony. Alexander survived after being intensely ill. The uncle and two of the aunties were found out and, in good old Scottish fashion, were executed for their evil plot. The third auntie was exiled. The Erskine family owned the property until 1980, when it was passed to the National Trust for Scotland. The National Trust for Scotland have a website, and you can pay for tickets to visit the House of Dunn and many other properties. It is said the property is haunted by many spirits, and this could be believed due to its long history. There have been reports of a lady in white walking the grounds, and sometimes she can be found riding a ghostly horse while sitting backwards upon it. No one knows why. To reports of a mysterious baby crying or a phone ringing where there is no phone. Perhaps the ghosts enjoy a little trickery now and again. A psychic also visited the property and claimed the house is full of ghosts of all sorts. One of the more known ghosts is a harpist who was said to have been murdered at the Den of Dunn and now haunts the den while playing haunting music with their harp. Look out for a spirit of a knight who wanders the grounds, but beware the headless horseman who roams at night looking to terrorise unsuspecting travellers. Now for our creature feature. Our first creature is the Cúchaí. It is a large hound and is said by folklore to roam the moors of the Scottish Highlands. It makes its lair in narrow openings between rocks. The hound is large and would be around the same size as a small cow, which if you think is pretty huge for a dog. It is said to have long, shaggy, dark green hair and large teeth and claws. It can hunt you in silence, so you will hear nothing until it's upon you. It sometimes would let out three loud barks, which are claimed to be the most terrifying bark you will ever hear, and you can even hear it at sea. If you have not reached a building to hide, by the third bark, the hound will come for you. The hound is believed to be a harbinger of death. Our next creature is the Brolochan. The Brolochan is a very strange creature from folklore. It waits in the lonely places near towns and cities, but just far enough away to catch travellers off guard. This creature has no form and can be seen as a dark, stormy looking cloud with two bright red eyes in the middle. It is said to be most dangerous to children. It is said you can trap or summon the creature using dark rituals. The size of this creature can vary depending on how old it is. The Brolochan likes to hide in the shadows, but usually prefers barren hills, often near water. As it is a cloud and not a physical being, it often tries to possess other creatures and people. Whoever or whatever is possessed will often turn a darker colour, its eyes will go red, and it will act wild and violent. This creature will try to possess the less strong-willed among us, but it cannot stay in a person for long term, and usually the possession is short-lived. If it does manage to stay, the person will wither away after only a handful of days, and it will have to find a new host. Often it will possess the person looking after its victim. An exorcism is very difficult and is completed with herbs and singing. Beware, as if you do complete an exorcism, it is very dangerous and the Brolochan becomes very angry. It can curse you at this stage, but it fears fire and you can burn it. And that is the end of this episode. Thank you for your continued support. Goodbye.